Hello, I've come out on Saturday the 27th of March, and today I'm stood by Leicester Clock Tower with some of the community reporters for the new Leicester Stories project I'm helping support. And what we're doing today is we're asking people, we're learning how to do vox pops, how to talk to people and ask them what were the reasons that they filled in the census and what they think is important about completing the census. So these guys are just learning how to engage with people and how to ask people questions and how to record that, so that what we'll do is we'll post it onto the Leicester Stories site and then we'll share that with the community radio stations in the city and they can download it and share it with people. One of the challenges of the census is that while Census Day was the 21st of March, actually it carries on a lot longer because there's a lot of people have missed it, there's a lot of people weren't confident about filling the forms in, and there's a lot of people who were maybe hesitant about giving information to the government and how it was going to be used. So we're really helping for the next month or so to mop that up a little bit and just give some reassurance and speak to people about what, you know, the positive reasons for filling in the census would be and how that might override some of those concerns. So what I'll be doing shortly is talking to each of the contributors, the community reporters that have come today, and find out what their take on this is and what they've learnt so far from being part of the project, and yeah, kind of what it means to have a platform that can help facilitate different stories and raise different issues and allow people to talk about things that they maybe wouldn't get the opportunity to do in more traditional forms of mainstream media.
Hi guys.
Hiya.
It's all right. I was wondering, like, where's everybody?
Yeah. How are you guys?
I'm good. Hi, guys. I'll give you a hug, but you know, not such a good thing.
No, good, thank
you. Oh, have you guys got any good footage or anything?
We've got two.
That's good, yeah. Is it busier over there or over here?
Busier over there, I think.
Yeah, people are sitting down more. I think we tried here, but no one really wants to
talk. No one wants to stop talking. They're all rushed. Oh, this is my friend Yasmin, by the way.
Hi. So we're thinking of going to the fountain. You guys could go there.
Yeah.
Because we've tried over there. We've interviewed a few people, but there probably are some people in the fountain, so...
We'll try that.
So one of the things is just to approach people.
Yeah.
Do you feel confident enough to do that?
Yeah, yeah. Can you talk to me?
I've got my camera with me, so I'll take some photos. Because it's all about, it's not what we do, it's how we sell what we do.
So should I just keep recording this and just don't stop it?
Press stop. Press record, carry on.
So where's stop? Hi, I was wondering if you wanted to ask a few questions about the census. So my name's Munira, I'm a Leicester community reporter.
No.
You haven't done the census? You don't want to? No, it's fine, don't worry.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm with the Leicester Stories, so we're talking about the census. Have you completed it?
Sorry, about what?
You know the census, the survey. It happens every 10 years. It's purple. It's come through everybody's post.
Uh-huh.
If you don't fill it, you get fined like £1,000.
Wow.
So make sure you do it. Do you want me to show you how it looks like? I'll show you how it looks like. Because it gets sent to your address and you kind of have to fill it in. Or you'll get fined. It happens every 10 years. So it's about what... Where
I still live. I don't have 10 years, I have 7 years here.
It happens every 10 years, so it happened before you came here, the last one. Okay, so it's this one, let me show you. So it's usually purple, you can fill it on online.
There's
this one?
Yeah,
census. So every 10 years it happens, it asks you, like, the government won't or anything, it's anonymous. So you just say your name, who you live with, what do you do? Stuff like that. If you don't fill it in, they could fine you up to £1,000. Yeah, but it helps the community services, like, you know, benefits, housing, everything. It helps everything. Anyway, it was nice speaking to you.
Thank you.
It's okay.
How did it go? So I showed him and I said, let me show you how it looks like so you can fill in at home. But yeah, he didn't know. He's like, I only came here 7 years ago.
Oh my god. That happened to me. One guy said, I don't know what it is. I don't know what to say.
Yeah, so I just started showing him. So I said, you can get fined if you don't do it. Yeah. He said, oh, then you got interested.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Hi, my name's Laura.
Hi, Laura. So, why have you filled the centres in?
Well, I think it's important because it gives like your local councils and stuff a good idea of sort of the amenities that you're going to need in your area, like basically on how many children there are and sort of things like that, and just so that it can improve sort of local services and stuff. So that's basically why I think it's important.
Hi, my name is Kerry. I think a lot of people don't really realise what the census is about, and that's probably why they don't fill it in. But obviously it is important and people need to realise what the benefits are of it, really.
Well, I suppose it's like along the same lines of voting and stuff. If you want to have your sort of say on how things are run in your local area, you've got to do these things, I think.
Yeah.
So. Thank you so much.
Hiya, my name's Manira, I'm with the Left Stories. So I'm asking people why they completed the census. You know what census is? Have you completed it?
I haven't completed any census.
No.
No.
You know, if you don't get fined, if you don't complete it, you get fined.
Nobody has informed me.
Yeah, that's fine, don't worry. You can Google it online, you'll find it. But do you think it's important to do it? Or?
I think so, yeah.
Do you think it actually helps people?
Of course. How do you plan otherwise, isn't it? You need to make a budget, yeah?
Yeah. So, have you seen like previous years where a census has been done? Have you seen any changes come in?
I don't know. I haven't been in the UK for long.
Yeah.
Wherever I come from, they do a 10-yearly census.
Oh, where did you come from?
India.
Okay, awesome. They do that as well. And do they actually use like the information to find to change things?
Of course, yeah. I think so.
Okay, thanks. What would you like to see change in Leicester?
Leicester?
Yeah. What would you like to see change in food? Something that you think
important. Well, I mean, there are lots of things to change, but probably a bit of homelessness with people, especially. Yeah.
Hi, so what's your name? Introduce yourself.
Clintia.
Yeah.
Nice to meet
you, Clintia. So have you ever heard about the census?
No, first time the other day. My sister told me about it.
Will you be completing the census?
I think so, yeah. I think so.
Okay. Why do you think that completing the census is important?
No idea. Sorry.
Hiya. I was wondering if you have like 30 seconds to spare.
Yeah.
Have you completed the census?
Yes, I do.
Do you think it's important to complete it?
Yes, of course. Because it's like, you know, like in the way we can contribute to the UK, and then, yeah.
Do you think it will implement any change, or do you think it will stay the same?
I think it doesn't like make any like huge change, but I think it's just like, you know, like stay is the same.
What do you think it sort of help support?
help support.
Yeah, what do you think helps support?
Community.
Do you think it helps the NHS,
because
it helps housing, all those things?
Yeah, of course, because like obviously like we gave their like, you know, our information, so it's gonna be like good for, you know, like statistic data. So I think it helps a lot in the way.
You know how it's used, the census?
Oh, no.
I'll explain to you.
Okay.
So the census, they take it, and then, for example, if someone wants to open a business or anywhere, they'll go online, they'll Google, Leicester, how many students are there, what age are they, so they can cater to the people that are like...
Oh, okay.
That's how businesses use it, and like NHS and stuff, they just see who's living in what houses, do they need more bedrooms, stuff like that, and like all the roads safe, all those things. So, yeah.
Okay.
It can help anything and everything.
Okay.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks so much.
Oh, okay. I'm Becky.
I'm Tim.
We completed the census early, so we did it in advance, and I think it's really important to capture just the demographic of the country, so people get their views represented, ideally.
Also help then obviously build services in line with those that need it and the population that is present within that area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What would you say to someone who hasn't completed the census?
As long as there's no socioeconomic reason as to why they're unable to complete it, then I think it's your civic duty to do it, to be honest. And I agree that you should be fined if you don't do it, as long as obviously you've not got a valid reason.
Okay, so hi, my name's Manera. I'm one of the community reporters in Leicester Stories.
And what does that involve?
It involves collecting audio, doing vox pops, talking to people, editing the audio, adding background noises, just changing the effects, social media, so posting about yourself and just kind of trying to get engagement from people on all forms of platforms, yeah.
So what is being a community reporter new to you?
Yeah, it was new to me. I thought it would be more difficult, actually, and I thought it would be more like kind of like scary, but it actually hasn't been that bad. I've enjoyed editing it doesn't take that long, it's quite quick actually. I've enjoyed talking to people and just learning about the people that live in Leicester and kind of talking to people that I wouldn't talk on a daily basis. Yeah,
and in capturing some of those things, what have you learned about
people? Yeah, and in capturing some of the things I've learned, like, people have lived here for 6 years. I've only lived here since I was like, I think, in year three, and I've learned a lot about actually how Leicester used to be. I've only seen it from when I was here, so I've learned about how it used to be before and back in the day. I probably think about it and the changes that have come about. I never really knew about that there was much changes in Leicester, really.
And you've been talking to people about change?
Yeah, I've been talking to people about change and about how they feel like their voices aren't being heard and how they fill out all these surveys and at the end of the day, they don't really see any real change. They think that it helps on a bigger level, or maybe it's just about the government wanting to know and control people and see what they do instead of actually listening to voices. Because one person that I spoke to said about how the community, even when the community, like the, what are they called, like the community leader, not the community leaders, the representatives, like the electors, the councils, yeah. So even when they set dates, they will post them a date and say, be here at this time, put your voice and put your notes or anything in. But they're saying that they haven't been asked, they've just been told to be there. So if they're working, they can't be there. So they feel like they're not even being consulted on what dates to meet, where to meet. Their needs aren't being taken in. That's what they feel like. They feel like they've been told, here it is. Okay, you want to speak about something, here it is. There you go, put your voice in. If you're not available, then tough luck.
And do you think we can use our media in a different way to that kind of engagement with people?
I think us going and talking to people, they're more likely to talk to us, and we're more likely to catch people around in town where they're doing little things, running errands and things. They're more likely to talk to us because we're not part of the council, we're not part of the government, and they're more likely to tell us what they're actually feeling. And on a more informal level of like someone that lives in Leicester and understands them, and they're more likely to tell us how they're feeling than, and on top of that, they don't really see much communication from the government. Like, if they want help, they have to go look for it and they have to take time out of work, and not everybody can do that.
And how are you feeling?
I didn't know it was this bad. There was this, one of the guys told me there never used to be that much homeless people in Leicester, and about how some people actually aren't genuine, but there's a lot of people that is genuine. And he spoke to me about how his friend passed away, and she was 35, only 35, she was living on the streets, she caught something and she just died from it. So yeah, there's a lack of, like, there's no communication between people, like the government and the people. It's just the government tells you what to do and they just forget about you, kind of thing. They feel like their voices aren't being heard at all.
And what about our other types of media, or newspapers or radio stations?
They haven't really spoke to me about radio stations and things. I think people just really listen to mainstream stuff.
But what do you think about that?
I think local radios and stuff are very important, because people that are living in Leicester, that know what's going on, are able to put like authentic news out there, as opposed to like mainstream media that people that don't live here, when they're talking about Leicester, they don't really know much about it, so they can't relate to it and they can't actually help people. So if people that live here speak to them, you're more likely to understand them, and they're more likely to speak to you because they know you're from here. They know there's no agenda or anything. You just want to get their voice, and they're able to share their voices with you.
Hello, I'm Josh. I filled out the census with my housemates, and we did it because it's good to have a record of where you were in the world and stuff like that, but it's also quite important for local councils knowing about the population of the city and for like local funding and allocating funding and stuff like that. So that's why we did it, and thought it was important.
What would you do if you haven't filled it in yet?
do it if you want to see your city improve and want to make sure you're counted. They need to know you're there.
Hi, my name is Gulsum and I'm a community reporter at Leicester Stories. I'm also a student at University of Leicester. I study politics and international relations and I'm currently in my second year.
Describe to him a little bit what's involved in the Leicester Stories.
There's a lot of things that are involved. One of them is going out and doing vox pops, so getting to talk to the community. And getting an understanding of what the community feel about the census and, I guess, their opinion on the census. And I think that's what I found the most exciting and interesting, because people are just, like, really honest. And I think I enjoy having those conversations with people. But there's a lot of other things that are part of Leicester Stories. So contacting people, emailing people, emailing local radio stations, asking them if we can share the recordings. I'm learning how to edit audio, which is really exciting. I've never done it before. So I'm learning new skills on the job.
So what would you describe to somebody if you were trying to introduce them, encourage them to become a community reporter? What would you say to them?
That if you're interested in learning about the community and learning about the opinions of the community, then you should definitely get involved. I think it's such a community reporter, it's like, it's not just one thing. There's a lot of things that are involved. So even if you don't feel that confident approaching people in the streets, there are so many other elements to community reporting. So our group, there's five of us, and we contact people through through Zoom, phone calls, emails. But also we like create a lot of content for our social media. And it's just another way of communicating with the community, but also listening to what they want to say and creating something that can showcase what they've said, if that makes sense. So whether we create posters of what they've said and post it on our social media, and really just get creative. I think as a community reporter, you can literally be as creative as possible. And try to show what the community are saying through different mediums. So I think it's definitely something for everyone. You don't need to be that confident or anything like that.
Why do you think people having a platform to talk about things for themselves is important?
I think it just comes down to freedom of speech. I think it's so important. I think it's easy to take for granted that we can have protests, we can talk, we can speak, and I think it just comes down to the voice of the people, and I think people really forget that they actually have a say and that their voice matters. So approaching people, getting contact with the community and showing them that their voice does matter makes them feel more involved in the community, and I think it creates more of like a community feel where everyone's in it together, so there's more like community cohesion that's taking place through this.
Okay, my name's Lisa. I took part in the census because I think it's good to have a snapshot of life and society at this particular time, especially during the pandemic. And it literally took 5 minutes to fill out. It wasn't a long process, just very straightforward questions.
Thanks so much. And just one other thing, what would you say to those that haven't filled it out yet?
It's so easy to do, and it literally would take you 5 minutes of your time, and you can do it online or you can use the booklet, so it's so simple.
Okay. Hello, my name is Zoe Faulkner. I'm a student at De Montfort University studying media and communications. And my involvement in the Leicester Stories project is to help advertise the census by interviewing people in Leicester, the general public, trying to advertise the census and show the importance of it through stories in Leicester. So we've been going around interviewing just the people of Leicester, just talking about why they took part, why they think it's important, and also why they think other people should take part as well. And as well as that, I've also been creating Instagram posts on Instagram just to get the younger audience demographic to take part as well.
What is it? Describe to me what a community report is, what you think a community report involves.
So to me, a community reporter is to just, I'd say it's just talking about, being friendly with the community, and just asking the community what they think, being close with them, being friendly, wanting them to be involved in what we're doing, and trying to get the community closer together by discussing specific things like the census.
Have you found that to be an easy process?
Some parts have been tougher than others. I think lots of people are a bit unaware of what the census is, and some people just don't like people coming up to them and talking to them. But some people have been really nice as well and wanting to get involved. We've had a few people just come up to us rather than us having to go to them. And it's been really fun overall. I've really enjoyed taking part.
Do you think it's important or useful to use our media in this kind of a way? Have a platform for people to talk about things themselves?
Absolutely, yeah. I think it's really nice for people to have a voice, the general public in Leicester, to actually know that their opinion is being heard and that their what they say is being listened to and being broadcasted into the radio. It makes them feel really important, as their opinion is really important.
If you could describe one thing that you think you've learned where you changed your view on how this might work, what might that be?
For me, I think my view to begin with was that I thought people would be very difficult to talk to and get people to want to take part, but actually a lot of people are more willing than I thought they were, than I thought they would be. So I think it's just trust the general public more, and don't worry about people approaching people. I think people are more willing to take part than you think they might be.
Hi, my name's Cavish, born and bred in Leicester, and I completed the census last week. I think it's important to have statistics, really important for not just the government, but for the public to have statistics to do interesting things with, first and foremost. Secondly, I think it's really important to take that screenshot of society at a particular moment in time, and obviously compare that to years gone by. I also think as well, as the census changes, it reflects the change in society as well, what we think is important to be recorded or sometimes not important to be recorded. So I think there's a lot of good uses out of it, and I think everyone should do it. It affects your life more than you think it does. Quite a lot, because if people who make policy don't have the data in order to create sound policy using the best of their abilities, really, as an individual, it's on you. The onus is on you to provide that good data. And if policies don't work out in your way, you should probably take the onus on yourself to say, oh, I didn't even contribute to that data collection process. So I think it is important for the individual to take that into account.
Okay, so my name is Dara, and I'm a community reporter for Leicester Stories. My job is to collect stories of people living in Leicester and get their thoughts on the census, why they're completing it, why they think it's important to complete it, and about their general views on the Leicester community.
What does that involve?
That involves going out in public, approaching people, and asking them to kind of be part of this collection of recordings that we then send out to community stations across Leicester. We ask members of public who just about whether or not they filled it out and what they would say to encourage people who haven't yet filled it out to do so.
And what have you learned from doing that?
I've learned to be more confident in approaching people, not to be so shy, because they're a lot more approachable and friendly than you might think. There are people who are genuinely interested in sharing their opinion and improving their community and putting their voices out there. Some people might be reluctant at first, but building that trust and rapport by introducing yourself and being honest and straightforward really helps to helps them to give their honest opinion.
What would you say to somebody if you were trying to encourage them to be a community reporter?
I would say that to not be shy, not to be afraid, and that this is something that the confidence is something that you will develop, you know, as you go along, and that it's a great way to get to know your community better and really gauge what their opinions and thoughts are, especially during COVID when, you know, our community has changed so much that it's important to kind of get a sense of where people are and that they're a lot more friendly than you might think. Yeah.
And when you listen to some of the things that have been recorded, mm-hmm. what do you think of what they're saying?
I was actually surprised to hear how insightful some of these opinions were. I used to think that people, especially in like cities, that they wouldn't really be interested in the local community government, where their funding and money goes, where their data is useful. But some people are actually very involved in learning about what happens to the community, how this data is used, and they can be very articulate and are actually enthusiastic about taking part in it.
And is there anything that we can learn in our public services about using this community reporters technique?
What sort of services?
Well, things like, should the council use it to engage with people more? Should the health service? It's a direct way of having conversations with people. Should we use it more?
The community reporting approach. Definitely. I think it's just about, you know, going about it the right way, because some people are quite distrustful if you say you're from the government. But it's about engaging them in the right way, being honest, being straightforward about exactly what your intentions are, and to kind of make them feel more comfortable and let them know that, you know, this is for them and this is for their community, and their opinions are valuable. Some people might think that, well, it doesn't really matter what I think and no one's going to use that information anyway. But letting them know that this is where it's going to be used, this is how it's going to be used, can actually give them the confidence to share what they really think. And, you know, with like the NHS, this is something that people really care about. And it's something that's important to a lot of them. And, you know, being in front of someone and talking to them on this very casual way is actually, I feel, gets them to open up more than a more formal style of interviewing, because they don't feel like, they don't feel as much under pressure. They don't feel like, you know, they have to make something up. They can be just more honest and straightforward, because it's like talking to a friend or, you know, a neighbour.
So what's been really nice today has been being out and chatting to people and looking in people's eyes as you have a conversation with them, rather than just staring at a screen or looking at text messages. So it's been wonderful to get to know the community reporters, to get to know Dara, Manera, Coulson and Zoe. If you want to get involved in one of these sound walks, they're broadcast on Leicester Community Radio and they are broadcast on Sound Art Radio, and they go out as a podcast. You can look for the podcast online as part of the Distraction Therapy podcast series. Otherwise, you can hear it on Sound Art Radio in Totnes in Devon, or you can hear it on Leicester Community Radio on 14:49 a.m. on, I think it's Tuesdays at 1 o'clock. So yeah, if you want to get involved, send me a message. I'm on Twitter and Instagram at RobWMedia, and if you want to email me, rob@robwatsonmedia.net, and we can meet up and just have a conversation and share our thoughts and experiences about what it's like living in Leicester as we come out of lockdown, and the cherry blossom is coming through on the trees at the moment and it looks particularly nice. So until next time, that's it from me, Rob Watson, and I'll speak to you again soon.